fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 14th day of December, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. First, a big shout-out to the woman in Queensland, Australia, that I've been emailing back and forth this morning, where it's already Thursday. So I guess I'm a time traveler this morning. Of course, I am every morning. And our prepper tip of the day. Amazon has something. They're no longer in production. They're still remaining stocks. It's something called the Water Bob. Water, B-O-B, Bravo, Oscar, Bravo. 100-gallon plastic bag, essentially, that fits in your bathtub. If you're a Prime member on Amazon.com, you can get this thing delivered to your door for $23. They're no longer being manufactured. When they're gone, they're gone. That would be about a 3-month supply of drinking water for one person, 100 gallons. So it's something you might want to look at and take advantage of while they're in inventory. I don't know how many are left, but when they're gone, they're gone. So check that out. That's your prepper tip of the day. We'll have open lines this first hour. Hour two, we'll have Professor McKinney. This is the day, the second Wednesday every month that he's visits with Joyce Rowley on her radio show, the first hour. So we'll have Professor McKinney in the second hour. I continue to listen to National Public Radio, I find it quite amusing, the anguish expressed by the liberals running National Public Radio over the election, Donald Trump, and the things he's doing, the things he's proposing to do. The sniveling, the anguish, the wailing, the gnashing of teeth on the part of all the liberals. And I think, I believe that National Public Radio is a fairly accurate representation of the way liberals, and we're talking educated men and women who have successful careers in their chosen profession, the way they think and the way they believe. I really do think it's representative, and it's worthwhile, in my opinion, to listen to National Public Radio, if only for that reason, if you can stand it, where they try to make the bizarre and abnormal appear to be normal. That's one of the things they do a lot. Sexual deviants are promoted heavily on National Public Radio as being normal, a normal and desirable lifestyle. Pretty bizarre. Regardless, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I was listening this morning to an interview, Dave Hodges interviewing Mike Adams, about the what they think might could be happening the next few weeks and months. They were expressing their concerns about a major catastrophe here in the United States involving grid down situation. There have certainly been, this is not some flight of fancy. There certainly have been prognostications and efforts on the part of people like Michael Moore, for example, no relation. Michael Moore, the filmmaker, calling for disruption at the inauguration. The track record of George Soros funding disruptions for a number of years is pretty well known and pretty well understood, and it would be consistent with what George Soros has done going back, and I don't know what he did before August 2014 when he was paying for and funding the protesters to come to Ferguson, Missouri. But it would be consistent with what he's been doing now for more than 2 years, to be funding protesters to go to the inauguration and cause disruption and possibly have disruptions in major cities on the same day as the inauguration. That would be very consistent with what the man has done in the past. Usually, if you want to predict what a man or woman will do in the future, you look at what they've done in the past. I've been a security professional, a homicide detective since 1973. I've learned that to be very true. I do private consultations on security matters, private consultations for families that want to get a sense of direction for their preparedness. I've worked with companies that have dealt with workplace violence on a number of occasions. And it can be a scary thing to have an employee, recently discharged employee, to be threatening violence. It's pretty scary, and it should be. Of course it is. People may wonder why we security professionals look at men and women with DWIs, driving while intoxicated, driving under the influence, convictions, as a red flag for future violence. Well, of course it is. Any man or woman with even one conviction for driving while intoxicated, driving under the influence, has already demonstrated that they're perfectly willing to put at risk innocent human life by consuming alcohol and then getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle on a public roadway. They've already demonstrated that, so that puts them at much greater risk of future violence or future violent activities. That's well known and well understood. I've seen the consequences of crime, violent crime, firsthand for decades as a criminal investigator. It's, for me, murder is not something I see in a movie or a TV show or read about in a novel. Ironically, the first and only murder mystery I've ever read was the one written by a friend of mine. Let's see. I'm blanking on his name. Sorry. That he wrote and I helped promote here on my show. It's too much like being at work, reading a murder mystery. And that was demonstrated to me very clearly. And when I did read that murder mystery. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I was actually going to say something about long-term meat storage with your permission, of course.
Well, sure. We're all open lines. We go to an intro. Right.
Okay. Well, it was a conversation I actually began with Tim Spencer like last Saturday, I think. But your comments about the architecture, socioeconomic, or geopolitical problems we're having over the next couple of weeks puts me in mind of a very odd thing that has been going on, and I can't put my finger on it, but I'm going to tell you what it is and see if you have, see if I have any thoughts. The power company or someone has been glitching my power about every 5 to 10 minutes on and off for the last 2 weeks, but only in the mornings. They will keep turning the power off for 5 seconds and then turning it back on. My wife says, well, that's just people getting out of bed and turning stuff on. Well, you know, it would be understandable in the summertime because the air conditioners do pull quite a load, but we didn't have any problems in the summertime, and copper wires are much more efficient at these low temperatures. The molecules in the copper are much more easily handle loads than they would at 100 degrees. But my comment about that was, well, if they can't handle people, you know, getting up at 10 degrees, how are they supposed to handle the AC next summer? And I can't figure out what they're doing, but they are playing havoc with my with all of my electrical equipment, and I'm not sure what's up with
okay,
that.
Okay. Is your provider Ameren UE?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll talk privately, Rick, when my show is over. I have a person that I believe could help you, and we'll talk privately after the show. How's that? And we'll see if we can accomplish
that. All right, that would be marvelous. And then also with regard to sodium nitrite and meat storage, if I'm not going to have any electric, this might be handy. If I can change the subject for 1 second, or 60, the sodium long-term meat storage, and you know, you're usually talking about curing smoking. There's a profound difference between long-term, well, not profound, but there's a difference between bacon and say ham. You know, bacon, you cure it, and then you smoke it. And then it's generally used in a relatively short period of time, whereas things like hams can hang for, 9 months is like the shortest time, and they will hang stable for a few years. But there are two different curing salts that you use for that. Bacon, you're using curing salts number one, and for hams, you use curing salt number two. And the difference is inside all of these meats is a salt-resistant bacteria that in the beginning, what they were doing was using sodium nitrate, which actually the salt-resistant bacteria gets a hold of it and forces it to turn into nitrites, which so it's breaking down over a much longer period of time. So your bacon, you're just using sodium nitrite in the concentrate. For the hams, you're using a combination of nitrite and nitrate, and they're waiting for the nitrates to actually be converted by the salt resistant bacteria. But there is an interesting situation that I want to get into sometime. And that is that they're claiming that sodium nitrite is responsible for a 67% increase in pancreatic cancer. Now, I don't know if that's disinfo put out there just to keep you from trying to store stuff or whether or not that's true. Although sodium nitrite is incredibly poisonous, the lethal dose is 4 grams, which is not much. If you were to salt a hard-boiled egg with it, it'd probably kill you. So you're best off not trying to buy pure sodium nitrite. If you just want to cure something, if you buy the pre-made curing salts made by people like DQ or Instacure, and they'll have Instacure 1 and Instacure 2, you're a lot better off. And then they dye it pink so that you can tell the difference between that and salt, so you don't you know, start using it in your cooking and kill yourself anyway. But that, I will. I'll make a point of talking to you later about the about this interesting electrical thing.
Yeah. Right. Well, I got just the guy who can help you. Okay. All right. Yes, anything else, Rick?
No, sir. Thanks a million.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Appreciate the call. The book I was talking about, the murder mystery, is Stained by Blood by my friend Doug Hagman. Stained by Blood by Doug Hagman. An excellent murder mystery based on a true story that Doug actually lived, a murder investigation he conducted. Regardless, the call number is 800-313-9443. I'm meeting with our preparedness group, our monthly business meeting, tomorrow. We'll be talking about our training for our calendar year 2017. We had an excellent start in more intense regular training in this calendar year 2016. Wide variety of training. We have a local woman who is an expert in a local wild edibles here in the Ozarks, and also plants can be used for medicinal use. And she did one class. We had a second one scheduled, but the weather got away from us, and it had to be postponed. So we'll be doing a couple of classes with her this coming spring, late winter, early spring, on medicinal herbs and plants and wild edibles, both. It'll be two separate classes. We're going to have a first aid class. Hopefully, I'll be talking to my friend Dr. Caudle. Dr. Caudle was a regular guest here on my show for more than a year. I like to have him back on as a regular guest. Medical doctor with more than 20 years experience in the emergency room. He's seen and done everything you can imagine in the emergency room. Delivered babies, dealt with gunshot wounds, serious automobile accidents, chainsaw accidents, every kind of trauma that you can imagine. And we're going to have him, I hope, teach us our hands-on first aid class. And then, of course, CPR. We'll have another CPR class. And what we're working on doing is setting up a yearly cycle where we go through all these classes once a year. This coming Saturday, we've got a class on wind and solar power for the home, farm, and ranch. The instructor is a friend of mine. He's a contractor who actually does the installations of wind and solar power for homes, farms, and ranches. And that's this coming Saturday. Map and compass training. I was the instructor for that, cross-country navigation, use of a map and compass. It was a lot of fun. I always enjoy those classes. Let's see, we had a tactical class a few weeks ago where we did just a very simple unmounted patrol. It would be a foot patrol through the forest, where I had my students. We had quite a few students, by the way. I think it was 10 or 12, where we practiced patrolling through the woods with a point person, person on drag, people in the middle, looking left, looking right, and so forth, how to approach a area that needed to be checked out safely, things like that. That was a lot of fun. So that's what we'll be doing tomorrow at our monthly business meeting for our preparedness group, which includes the local sheriff as our tactical commander for Crawford County, the chief of police for the Viburnum group. It's actually two groups which are kind of very closely affiliated. We also show during warm weather, at least for the time being, a weekly film. Which may or may not have something to do with preparedness directly. It might just be a great old Western, American Western. But we do that at the local American Legion Hall here in Davisville around the commander. It was a challenge to take a two-room schoolhouse, a stone schoolhouse built as a WPA project in the mid-1930s, and convert it into a theater. Which we did a pretty credible job with a very nice video projector, 10-foot screen, a amplifier speakers that could be used in an auditorium, very large, very nice speakers. We had to install window shades on the windows. The first two movies I had cardboard over the windows. We got it done. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of December. Unless you're in Queensland, Australia, where it's already Thursday, the 15th of December. And it's coming up on 12:30 in the morning, on Thursday morning in Queensland, Australia. We have an international audience here at Republic Broadcasting, the John Moore Show. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, there's a spinning globe there. And you click on it, and if you manipulate the controls, you can get a printout of where all these people are all over the planet. It is pretty astounding, in my opinion. Regardless, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I work with the men and women in my neighborhood to have community preparedness. I work with the sheriff of my county to have preparedness for our entire county. We have a new sheriff taking office in a few weeks. I've known this young man for about 8 years, a former Marine, great guy, real solid. Looking forward to working with him. Most of the sheriffs in the United States, there's more than 3,000 sheriffs in the United States, by the way, more than 3,000 counties, I believe 3,100 something. Almost all counties have a sheriff. Almost all these counties, the sheriff is the highest ranking law enforcement official in the county. There's exceptions. There's exceptions, and the powers that be understand the power of the county sheriff. They do. And they should be very concerned about the power of a county sheriff, who is the top law enforcement official in that county. He has the authority to tell the FBI to take a hike, tell the Secret Service to take a hike, get the hell out of my county. That is the power of the county sheriff. Seriously, it is. It's very important. Of course, the election's over now. Very important to have a patriotic, constitution-believing sheriff for your county. If you don't, well, times are wasting. It's time to look at the next cycle and find a viable candidate that can replace the sheriff if your sheriff happens to not be a constitution-believing sheriff, which is their oath of office, by the way. All these sheriffs, when they raise their right hand to take their oath of office and be sworn in as sheriff, they take an oath, swear an oath, to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Basically the same as everybody in the military. And pretty much all elected officials that I'm aware of, there might be some exceptions, but that's the pretty standard oath of office for anything, even notary publics up until recently. I've been a notary public since, oh my goodness, about 1974. I had to get sworn statements notarized by my witnesses that I was interviewing in the jail, and I had to, I was bringing these women notaries up from the courthouse with me. They very politely did that several times. They finally got tired of it and said, "John, you need to become a notary yourself." At the time, the jail was a very unpleasant place, especially in the summertime. They did allow the prisoners to smoke, and it was the odors, body odor and cigarette smoke odor was pretty overwhelming, quite frankly. So I became a notary in the mid-70s, and I took my first oath of office, and I noticed immediately the oath of office was almost identical. Not quite, but close to what I took when I went in the Army. Here's our next break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. Working with my webmaster, Tim Spencer, we periodically put new things there. There's a book we posted. It's a free download, more than 1,000 pages. Matrix 3, Volume 2. It's a reference book. It's a monstrously large book, more than 1,000 pages. When you go to my website, let's just do this right now. It won't take a moment. At thelibertyman.com, you scroll down to the right side to where it says free downloads. Let's see. Is this in here? I think that may be it. This one computer does some strange things. Yeah, here it is. Matrix 3, Volume 2, is the first free download to come to. And this thing should pop up here. Here's the one I'm looking for, is the subtitle. Here it is. The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. Let me repeat that slowly. The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. You really need to read this book. Seriously, you do. You'll end up doing what I do. Use it as a reference book. When something comes up, you pull it out. You go to the chapter that's relevant to what you're looking into, and you study up on it. What makes this book so long is the following. Now, typically, a reference book of this kind, when they mention something such as, pull something out of the air, let's say sodium fluoride, most reference books will give a citation in the form of a reference to another book, magazine article, newspaper article, that you have to go find that and look it up yourself to get back to original source material. Which is important. It's important to gain access to the original source material in a reference book of this nature. What this book does that very few do and why it is so huge is it not only gives you the citation to the original source material, it actually reprints the original source material in full. That's pretty extraordinary. And that's what makes this book so big. I'm going to suggest, if you like the book, once you see it, by the way, it's out of print. Last time I looked on Amazon, it was $800 or $900 for a copy, a used copy. Get yourself three hole punch paper. If you don't have a printer suitable for doing this, you may want to go to one of these commercial print shops, such as Office Max or Office Depot or Staples, and they can do it for you on three hole punch paper. Print it out, put it in a three-ring binder, and you got yourself a book that you can read at your leisure, loan out. I'd be cautious about loaning it out and make sure you get it back. Great book. Also, at my website, of course, you'll find the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, doing various manual labor things, repairing concrete, up and down ladders, doing painting, moving boulders into the, when I say boulders, I mean 2 to 3 foot diameter rocks into the bucket of the Kubota. So I go to bed with minor aches and pains, and I wake up pain-free, and you can also. Why not? Arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, getting a great night's sleep, that's the things we focus on. I offer something you're healthcare providers highly likely to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's what I do. That's from me to you personally. It doesn't involve the manufacturer. That's from me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. And about 3 or 4 out of 100 get returned. That's about the percentage. I sometimes wonder if they ever used it, but I take delivery of the return. I refund the money. You can read up on energy cleaner at my website. The patent application, the testimonials. Check out the factory-made mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. Place your order right there on my website or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. I take PayPal, by the way. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Here's the toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Getting back to this book, and it's published by, written by, the author's name is Valdemar Valerian. Valdemar Valerian. Printed October 1995, 21 years ago. I have original hard copy of this book, published by Leading Edge Research. Leading Edge Research. I would love to see this book out in a either reprinted or put out in a Kindle edition. It's a, if you want to understand this world we live in and the true complexity, the true nature of the evil that faces us, you really, really need this book. The things that are happening to our culture, to our population, to our people are not some kind of spontaneous matters. Spontaneous matters of evolutionary nature, which some people might say. Not at all. Not even close. What's happening to our people and our culture, our society, is contrived and planned by men and women who, quite frankly, they're pure evil. I've met evil. I've seen evil up close and personal. I don't have to guess about it. I don't have to read about it in a book. I've seen evil up close and personal in my work as a criminal investigator, in my time in combat in Vietnam. I know what evil is. I've seen it. And that's what we're facing, is true evil. This book will help you understand the nature of the evil. This book will help you understand the countermeasures that you can take personally, which is very important. Countermeasures to protect the people that you care about. So it won't cost you much to print this out. What's a ream of paper? $10? Well, it's going to be about 2 reams, more than 1,000 pages, plus the cost of printing it, which might be toner, it might be a nickel a page at your local print shop, Staples, Office Max, Office Depot. Hey, do it. Go ahead and do it. Get it done. We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Well, I'll tell you, the next 5 weeks are going to be the most dangerous time in all of American history, in all of my life. I'm just staggered by what's going on right now. Your comments about evil segue perfectly into what I'm talking about here. I've never seen so many evil people so determined to subvert the process of American government in my life. We were raised to be afraid of the, you know, Cold War nuclear threats and stuff like that. That's nothing compared to the domestic enemies we now face.
Well, it's a mixed bag of well-meaning people who are extremely misguided and people who truly are evil. But they all are working toward the same goals, aren't they?
Well, it's just like in the movie Matrix, where Morpheus takes Neo into the Matrix, and they all these people walking around on the street, and Morpheus explains to him that because of their ignorance, you know, these people must be considered enemies, you know? And it's right. Like, yeah, if these people are duped by this insanity, they can morph into being very, very dangerous, you know? You see that in tyrannies with the tattletale rat your neighbor out culture and all that stuff, you know?
Right. Well, yes. Well, ratting out your neighbor who is suffering from pain because they're growing 3 marijuana plants on their back porch for personal consumption is ethically and morally wrong, in my opinion. But if somebody's involved in criminal activity that harms other people, I think the police and the authorities absolutely should be notified.
I'm talking about ratting out your neighbor because he's a Trump supporter when they've just had the Electoral College overthrown by, you know, by the Hillary supporters. I mean, I can see several different ways. I mean, there actually is a possibility that, possibility one, Trump could be inaugurated without incident and survive and keep going, you know, begin to implement his stated agenda. B, we could see the Electoral College messed with and they could try to throw it to Hillary, in which case we could have insurrection in the streets and civil war and race war and every other thing. Or C, that could happen and Obama could invoke continuity of government measures and we could have Obama stay in while they implement martial law.
Well, those prognostications are certainly possibilities, and most of our listeners would have no ability to change any of those. What we could do is make sure our families have food, have water, have a way to stay warm in the dead of winter, work with local authorities, local police, sheriff's departments to make sure that our neighborhoods, our cities and counties are secure. That's what we can do and should be doing locally.
And you know what? I think Obama seems in some ways to be amenable to this transition to Trump. I'm thinking, you know, he's anxious to, you know, get out of office, go play golf, get his library started, and try and secure his legacy. I don't think he wants to see, disaster or things come apart or civil disorder. I think Obama at this point wants to see a smooth transition.
Well, what he wants personally does not necessarily reflect what the powers that be want.
Right. And he's very, very much their puppet. He might have to do whatever they tell him to. Who knows?
The Muslim communist in the basement of the White House who actually runs the country, I don't know what her agenda is, but it's not to our benefit.
Yeah, you're talking, I forget her name. Who is that? I know the person you're speaking of. I can't think of her name. Loretta Lynch is justice, but who traveled with Kerry recently? Oh my God, I'm blanking on her name. Never mind.
Right. Well, she's a Muslim communist. That's all we need to know. I think she's got 8x10 glosses of Mao Zedong and Joe Stalin and Vladimir Lenin over her bed. And of course, no image of Muhammad because that would be a violation of the religion of Islam to have an image of Muhammad. regardless. Hussein Obama says publicly, I don't believe matters very much because he's simply a empty suit doing what he's told to do. That's all he is. That's all he is.
Right.
And
I'm trusting God for a good outcome. I'm just hoping that maybe perhaps God will deign to help us and get us through to because I really think there are a lot of people who are realizing that whatever happens, I mean, there's going to be an economic crash no matter what happens. But enough world leaders and business people are coming out realizing that Trump's trying to bring some sort of prosperity and stability to the situation, and I think a lot of people want that.
Right. Well, the Muslim communist that we were talking about is Valerie Jarrett. That's her. That's who that is.
Valerie Jarrett. I could not get her name. Just escaped me. She's the one who traveled with Kerry recently. I believe to Russia and stuff like that. Right.
Most likely. That would not. Don't know that for a fact, but that would be consistent with my knowledge of her. Yes.
Right. But anyway, may God have mercy on us and see this thing through to a peaceful outcome. That's my only sentiment for this morning, because the alternatives are so unthinkably ugly. Like I said, 5 weeks, the next 5 weeks are going to be very telling. And, there's a lot of people making inflammatory, incendiary insinuations and side remarks and stuff. Idiots like Michael Moore and even Bill Gates getting in the act. It's like, okay, like Bill Gates saying something to the effect like Trump has an opportunity to be like JFK. what exactly do you mean by that?
Well,
all right, John, I guess that's all I wanted to voice today. So take care. Have a good one.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. There is a saying, you can't tell, if I can paraphrase it, you won't be able to tell the characters until you got a program. You need a program. You need the rule book. You need a guidebook. That's where this book, Matrix 3, Volume 2, can provide for you, is an instruction manual. Basically, it wouldn't surprise me if the powers that be actually have their own version of this that they use as their own instruction manual on how to destroy Western civilization. Because if you look at it from that perspective, that's precisely what it is. It's an instruction manual on how to destroy Western civilization. Matrix 3, Volume 2, The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. This is taking place. It's not a flight of fancy. It's not a work of fiction. It is taking place, and it's not some kind of spontaneous, unrelated group of matters. It's all contrived. It's all controlled. Of course it is. Nothing's left to chance. Nothing this big is left to chance. A friend of mine is friends with one of Franklin Roosevelt's granddaughters, who says the following. Well, the family's taking a lot of heat now that almost everybody knows that Grandpa knew, Franklin Roosevelt, that Grandpa knew about Pearl Harbor attack before it happened. Try to tell that to a World War II veteran. There's still some around. The finance officer at my local American Legion post, he's a World War II veteran. Still very active. Chaplain in one of the local hospitals. And an active pastor and minister. Does a lot of funerals and travels around the country for various events related to being a pastor. Now, try to tell that to a World War II veteran. See how that flies. You're challenging gravity. I mean, that's how serious this is. You may as well be challenging gravity as to tell a World War II veteran or somebody who was an adult during World War II, like my mother, attempt to tell them that Franklin Roosevelt knew about the attack on Pearl Harbor before it happened. You may as well be challenging gravity. That's the hurdle you've got to overcome. I'm not so sure I want to spend much time on that. But you need to educate yourself. That's why I'm focusing on this book right now. It's a free download at my website, Matrix 3, Volume 2, by Valdemir Valerian. I never interviewed Valdemir. I assume he's still alive. I don't know. There's several other editions of this book of a similar nature, published by Leading Edge Research. In my opinion, this is the most valuable one. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back. Liz John, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th day of December, unless you're in Australia where it's already Thursday, the 15th of December, and approaching 1 a.m. in Queensland. It's a big world. 24 time zones, 24 hours to get around this planet. And we talk to all these people all the time here at Republic Broadcasting. I know many of you share the same concerns that Americans do, when it comes, especially when it comes to earth changes, the topic of violently rising ocean levels, violent climate change, none of which has anything to do with human activity. By the way, that's a fantasy. It's kind of funny to hear these liberals on public radio anguishing over climate change deniers. How about that? Does that sound scary? Climate change deniers. Trying to marginalize and make fun of and any man or woman who denies that human beings affect climate, which if you do your homework, of course you'll deny that human beings have one good-sized volcano in one day puts out more of these harmful gases they're concerned about than all the human beings in a year. That's no scientific secret. That's pretty well established. But many people, and we'll be talking tomorrow, second hour, my friend Jeff Harness and Ross Powell will be talking tomorrow, the second hour, about something that's very unique when it comes to preparedness and preparedness communities. And I've worked with several of these groups, but this is the only one that's got the holistic approach, a place where you can go to only if you need to and have no other choice, a place where you can go on vacation, a place where you could live full-time and enjoy life. That's what the Ozark Survival Community offers. And, of course, you can get a head start by going to my website and scroll down the left side and click on that and start reading about it and get information. This initial offering is going to sell out, I think, pretty quick with the response we're getting. It's only going to be 25 homes built. So whoever gets there first, and that will be that. Getting back to the premise of educating yourself, it is not optional. I've been talking publicly about the effects of Planet X now for quite a while, ever since I've been on Republic Broadcasting for 12, going on 13 years. And I interact with a number of journalists. When it comes to this topic, your typical journalist, doesn't matter if they're a print journalist or a broadcast journalist, they want an incredibly complex matter explained in three paragraphs. That's what they expect. That's journalism. My two DVD set that I offer for sale on my website goes into not quite 4 hours of lecture in front of a live audience on two DVDs. That's compact. That's heavily edited when it comes to the complete picture. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McCanning. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.